Welcome to Defining This Thing with Ian and Patrice. In this podcast, we share stories from our 19 years of marriage. Remember to always do as we say and not as we did.
Oh. Hi guys, welcome back to Defining This Thing with
Ian
and Patrice. So today, we wrapped up, we were just talking about like our post-Katrina life. And so today we are going to just talk about life in general and some of our experiences. We thought about this one particular story. I don't think you've been in a Dillard's since then. Have you been in a Dillard's since that this incident happened?
I don't think so.
All right, so I'm going to tell you guys about the time that I traumatized Ian trying to be adventurous in our sex life. Do you want to tell the story?
Well, you tell it up until the bathroom.
Okay. So, Ian and I have always been very adventurous, and we like to, you know, try new things, different places, different positions, you know, just try to keep our sex life interesting and spicy, right? So, one day, were we shopping? We were just out and about in the mall, and I knew that I knew there was a bathroom in the Dillard's, and I was like, hey, you want to go have sex in the Dillard's bathroom? And he was like, a bet. So, we go in the bathroom, we get up.
I don't think it was that, like, just, oh, do you want to go have sex?
I'm paraphrasing, but it wasn't like I had to, like, bend your arm, twist your arm to get you to agree to having sex somewhere. Ever.
You sound like I'm a... Okay, go.
Because you don't have good defense for that. You don't have a defense for that.
I don't.
Okay, go. All right. So, we were like, okay. So, I'm like, okay, let's have sex in the bathroom. And I don't even know why the fuck I said the Dillard's bathroom of all places. But aside from the fact that we were there. Okay, so
that's what happened. We was out and about doing our thing, you know, all day flirty type shit. That's what happened. And all of a sudden, we was like, okay, let's do it. So it wasn't just like, oh, out the blue, hey, let's go have sex.
Oh, okay. So
you suck at this story. Okay, go.
Because to me, it's just funny. And you probably remember, this is probably the one story that he remembers in vivid detail. Because
It's a few out there.
It's a few stories that you remember in vivid detail. Why are you looking at me like that? So, I'm going to tell y'all this now. This is a disclaimer. Ian, probably anything sexually that we've done that has not worked out properly is my fault, according to him. That's how he feels. It's all my fault. I was always the mastermind, and I was always the ringleader and the suggester and the planner and the plotter. And so, when it don't work out, it's my fault. But when it goes fine and everything goes the way that it's supposed to go, it's his, you know, he got big nuts.
It's only two of us. Who else am I going to blame?
Don't blame me.
I'm not going to blame myself.
You should.
Why?
Listen.
That don't make sense.
Whatever. All right. So we go upstairs and like the Dillard's bathroom. I was like, well, let me go check and make sure ain't nobody in there. Right? So I go run in the bathroom, check all saw. Boom, 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 boom. Everything empty. So I come back out. I'm like, come on, let's go back in. So we go in, and Ian is a germaphobe. I mentioned before how he's a little bit OCD. So he's like, gotta clean the toilet off. Gotta, you know, get everything right. And so I'm like, okay, let me go and get some paper towels so we can, you know, clean the toilet seat off. So because of his germaphobic ass, when I stepped out of the stall, no sooner had I stepped out, people start coming in. And I'm like, okay, so I run out so he's like, no, we need to clean it. We need to clean the seat. We need to clean the seat. As if we like literally going to be bare ass on the seat, but whatever.
Well,
so
hand might touch the seat.
Okay, so I run out the bathroom stall and he closed the door behind me. And I'm like getting the paper towels and stuff like soapy so he can clean the seat with his OCD ass. No sooner as I do that, girls just like bum rush the bathroom. Y'all know
not just girls. It was damn families, bro. It was like eight different families. Blah 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 blah. All I heard was, ah, la, mama, la, la. I'm like, what the hell is going on out there? All of a sudden, it's just like people putting on the damn stall. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on? That's funny. I'm inside the thing like, oh my God. People just bamming on the thing. Boo, boo, boo. That was full, baby. Go to another one. I'm like, what the? I'm like, oh my God. Where did all these people come from?
So he locked it. So now I'm locked outside the stall. He's in the stall. All these women and children are in the bathroom. And they're just kind of, you know, yeah. If when ladies, y'all know how it is when the bathroom is full. So the
a bunch of noise, a bunch of rumbling around, just
So the lady,
just a bunch of.
So they're like, "Oh no, you were before us. You can go ahead." I'm like, "No, no, no. You go ahead. You go ahead." So I'm trying to get the girls to like hurry up and get, you know, get in and out, right? So I'm like, you know, what do you need? And somebody's like, "Oh, I need tissue." I'm like, "Oh, here's." Yeah.
Do y'all really do that all the time?
Yes.
So I'm sitting there. I got my feet together like this. Because I'm like, I don't want nobody looking at my feet like, that's a big ass chick or something. You know, so I'm sitting there just like this. And all of a sudden, a goddamn hand come from under the next stall. And she's like, you got tissue over there? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What's going on here, man? Like her head was like to here. You got tissue over there? I'm like, oh my God. Is this what goes on here?
Basically. So,
shit.
So I think I handed the little girl. I was like, no, it's here. So I handed her some tissue under the front door of the bathroom stall. So eventually all the women, all the children, they like wash their hands and they leave out.
Like 30 minutes. It was at least like 30 minutes.
It was not 30 minutes.
25.
Like 7.
No. It was at least 20 minutes, though.
it just felt like that.
It was like 20 minutes.
It was not like 10. It was like 10. Mm-mm. 7 and 10 minutes no, max.
It was not.
So eventually, all the ladies and all the women and children, they leave the bathroom, and so I'm like, okay, let me go check outside to make sure they gone. And so I go back in the thing and I like knock on the door. I'm like, it's me. Come on. Like trying to hurry up and get him out. When he opened that door, when he opened the bathroom stall door, oh my God, his face was like. He was so mad with me, y'all. He was so mad with me as if I was in control of when these people decided that they was gonna use the one bathroom in Dillard's, and yeah, all at the same time while we just happened to be in there.
You supposed to know the rotation.
I did not know the rotation, and yeah, that happened. But that was. Do I need to apologize again?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You didn't apologize the first time. These videos will let me know that you want to apologize for shit.
Listen, it was funny. These are the type of things that can happen.
That was not funny.
These are the type of things that can happen when you decide to do.
Just save it until you get home.
But he's saying that, but like when I was like, hey, when I was working as a 911 operator. And I was like, hey, come meet me in the garage at the police headquarters. You was game for that shit.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that? You ain't had no problem having sex in the back of the car with the police cars rolling by. And you can hear walkie-talkies and police officers. That was cool. But the bathroom, I traumatized you for life.
Remember when I used to work at the hotel and I got that room?
Listen, all this to say... if you have a boring sex life, spice it up, but don't do it in places where you can go to jail. Because
I mean, we still could have went to jail.
We could have went to jail a lot of times.
A lot of times we could have went to jail.
Remember the time the police rolled up on us on the lake and told us to take it home? take it home. Go home.
Y'all get out of here.
Get out of here. I'm like, ooh.
Somebody upset.
So, yeah. Don't go to jail.
Don't
trying
get
to
locked up for ass. Okay. No, don't get locked up ass.
No, don't get locked up for no ass. You can do booty at home and it'd be just as adventurous, which...
It's just more exciting. Well, you know you can get caught.
So that is today's vlog. That is all that we have for you today. I just wanted to pop in. Thank you guys so much for watching, subscribing, and...
And y'all, stop sticking your head underneath the damn star. That's disgusting. That's nasty.
You gotta get the tissue. All stars don't have tissue. It's what happens.
You don't want to check that before you sit down?
No, it's sisters helping sisters.
Next time I'm going to the bathroom, I'm going to do that. I'm just going there. If I see somebody taking a dump, I'm going to go to the next door and be like, hey, you got some tissue over there?
You going to get your ass beat in the men's bathroom trying that. That is commonplace. Yeah. So tell us in the comment sections below, what's the weirdest or the most dangerous place that you've had sex that you shouldn't have been having sex?
Or attempted to have
sex. Or attempted to have sex. Because we did not have
nothing happened today. Nothing.
We did not have sex in Dillard's bathroom.
We didn't shop. None of that. I don't go to Dillard's no more.
He's not a fan of Dillard's at all. Mm-mm. But yeah, so In the comment section below, tell us like the most exciting place that you guys have had sex or attempted to have sex. And if you got busted or not, give us the deets in the description in your comment section. And like, and comment, subscribe, up. Share, all of that. Good stuff. And we will be back with another video. And do you have anything else you want to say? Oh, we're recording this one for our podcast. So once we figure it all out and get it loaded, we will share podcast information and probably in the description box as well.
For all y'all that listen to podcasts, like at work and shit.
Yeah, because then you can put us in your ear and don't have to watch us, and then we can cuss and everything and nobody will hear.
Unless you want to watch us, because, you know, some of us are pretty handsome.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you on the next video. Bye.